starting with politics, so it's worth noting today that Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said his office has seen evidence that hackers who might be working with foreign governments are spying on the U.S. presidential candidates. And he said the FBI and Homeland Security are working with the candidates' teams to tighten security.
And you might wonder, Robin, what hackers would be seeing in campaign offices today. Hillary Clinton has declared victory in yesterday's Kentucky primary, but that state is still technically too close to call. Bernie Sanders easily won the Democratic primary in Oregon, and Donald Trump now needs fewer than 70 delegates to formally clinch the Republican nomination. Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hey, Domenico.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, Hillary Clinton won Kentucky in 2008 by more than 30 points, and now she's just barely squeaking by. You've got to wonder how satisfied the Clinton campaign is with those results.
Pretty satisfied. I'd say that they were hopeful that they could do well, but they expected Bernie Sanders to win, actually, given the demography in this race. You know, she's, in a way, in 2008, was running where she was winning a lot of these white working class voters against a black candidate. And this time around, she's kind of played the reverse role, where you've got Bernie Sanders, who's been winning white voters, liberal voters, and young voters by big margins. And neither side has really had you haven't been able to break the demography on either side. So you could almost plug it into a formula, a system, and see who would win where based on that demography. And, you know, at this point, Hillary Clinton has more votes and more delegates pretty closely tied because of that demography, and there just happened to be more of the pillars of her candidacy than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, and over in Oregon, Bernie Sanders was expected to win, or at least do very well, and that he did. Yep. He won by 8 points. Here he is last night at a very large rally in Carson, California. He had this to say about the race at the convention in Philadelphia.
It will be a steep climb. I recognize that. But we have the possibility of going to Philadelphia with a majority of the pledge delegates.
Domenico, I guess technically that's true, but every day now it seems to be that that's more and more wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's really unlikely. I mean, it's an almost impossible task. He would have to win by almost 70 points, 70%. I'm sorry, he'd have to win with almost 70 percentage points, almost by almost 40 points. You know, 66-67% or so is what he needs of all remaining pledged delegates. Yes, California has a very big tranche of delegates in 475 pledged. He was in California last night. He would need to win in California with,
big,
you know, 67%. I mean, and right now Hillary Clinton is leading there.
Well, Sanders today feeling a lot of pressure after his supporters threw chairs. They threatened violence at the state convention in Nevada over the weekend, and he has been criticized for his response to that. In a statement last night, he condemned the violence and threats, but then said that, well, hey, my supporters are being treated unfairly. The system is rigged. Here's DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz on CNN yesterday responding to that.
The senator's response was anything but acceptable. It certainly did not condemn his supporters for acting violently or engaging in intimidation tactics, and instead added more fuel to the fire.
Domenico, all of this has created quite a firestorm of its own. What do you make of it all?
Well, look, in Nevada, it makes me kind of laugh because they're quibbling over like 2 to 6 delegates. That wouldn't make a hill of beans difference in Bernie Sanders' margin.
He's fighting for everyone, though.
Every single one, absolutely. But it's so rigged. You know, the Clinton campaign was able to get the amount of delegates allocated to them that was proportional to the vote. Boy, you know, I mean, it's not exactly as rigged a system as they make it sound like, but I understand the frustration. I mean, they went to this convention. They had won at the Clark County convention and done very well. The Clinton campaign, on principle, we know, went and organized to be able to try to get more of their people out to the state convention. That's how these processes work.
And quickly, I mean, it was the Republicans that we were thinking about might have a kind of a crazy convention in July, but now there's talk about what's going to happen with Bernie Sanders supporters in Philadelphia.
I think it's a real risk for Democrats. If Bernie Sanders is serious about wanting to beat Donald Trump, there are going to be a lot of Democratic supporters of Hillary Clinton's who are going to say that he needs to change his tone. He needs to not delegitimize the process. They want him to be able to say at the end of the day, if he does lose and doesn't win by those huge margins in those June 7 states, to be able to say that he lost fair and square. I think that's going to be a tough psychological threshold for him to cross.
Interesting every day. NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you.